o'clock on October 24th. We're going to do it outside. It's going to be a spooky beats class. You can wear whatever you want and drink whatever you want. We don't care what's in your water bottle. So. And I think the last thing we decided was we were going to do like a round robin of the teachers who are available. So we're all going to take turns teaching a part of it. So come and get dressed up and celebrate with us. And that's it for now. Let's start on our backs in Supta Baddha. Inclined, bound angle, butterfly legs. Yeah, so soles of the feet together. And knees out wide. Close your eyes for a few moments. Few deeper breaths. Breathe with a little bit of intention so that your body and your brain gets the signal that you stepped into something sacred. So long that you feel that space between the breath. That space where you cannot take in any more air. Top of your inhale, and then that space at the very bottom of your exhale where you're totally empty. There's that little catch in your low belly, there's a little bit of silence. Pose, our hips are opening gently. So you can breathe into your hips. And then just notice that if you press your knees down towards the floor, if you pull them towards your mat, your hips open just a little bit more. Your glutes engage and then soften. Do that just a couple times just to notice the difference. Really actively towards your face. When you're almost going to press your pelvis away from you. out to the left side.
Open through the groin.
Only go as far as feels like a stretch and not pain. once you're here, rock side to side. Press down on your fingertips to start to engage in the forearms. And then flip your fingers towards each other. Rock side to side. Still pressing down on the fingertips, like right underneath the fingernail. Maybe it's even going white because you're pressing down. And then flip fingers towards you. And you'll just take gentle rocks back so that the heel of your hand starts to pull up. Then do about one more big circle. At the end of that circle, step all the way forward to lizard lunge. So both palms at the end step. And take your right hand up to twist open. And then exhale, put the palm right in the inside of the knee and start to press the knee out towards the garden wall, rolling onto the outer edge of the foot. So just gentle presses here. Back to your lizard. Take an inhale, lift your chest like cow. And then exhale, half split, draw the hips back. And then move forward again like cow, look up. Hips back, half splits. Three more times, move forward. And then sit back. Really dig the heel into the ground. Move forward. Back. Forward, lift your chest. Back, last time. Tabletop, just bring the leg around. And exhale. Pull the hands and knees. Lift the left leg straight behind you. Good, exhale. And the knee, bring it out to the side. And then underneath. Back to the side, underneath, and back. Good. Get into your groove here. Yeah, linger where it feels good to linger. If there's one spot that feels like it could use some attention. Three more big rotations. All right, and step to the front, lizard lunge. Take the left arm up and press on the inner part warrior two, come back up. Breathe out. Inhale. Side angle, exhale. Okay, apply some pressure from your forearm into the right knee to help work that hip and inner thigh open. Huge breath. Chair just like before.
Sink the hips low.
Take a breath in. Malasana. Chair. Malasana. Chair. Malasana. Down. Plant your palms. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Left leg goes right up. Step forward. Land lightly. Right arm spins open. Inhale. Access your right here. Warrior two, use your belly button. Sink into it. Breathe out. Take your right hand to your right hip. Reverse and straighten the front leg. Stay and exhale. Reach back a little bit more. Reach forward, triangle. So reach forward first and then down. Use your blocks here too. Block or shin. Notice that right hip. And then just like when we were in our butterfly recline, notice squeezing the glutes, right? Help open the hips. Exhale. Come up, warrior two. Breathe out. Inhale. Side angle. Find your block. Breath.
Exhale. Half moon. Use the strength of your front leg to lift the back leg. You can do this. Be determined. Use only your strength. Top hip rolls back through. Exhale. Push through the sole of the foot that's lifted. Breathe out. Open wide, y'all have this. Exhale. One more right here. Standing splits. Pick the heel up, breathe in. Exhale. Squeeze the glute to lift the leg high. Breathe out.
You can do this.
For two more like this. Stretch it up. Here a minute. Touch the toes down. Take a half lift once you land, and fold and fall. You're going to tuck the chin to your chest and stretch the back of your neck. Come up halfway. Standing splits. Breathe in. Breathe out. Got it in. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Chair step wide. Drop the hips. Inhale. Exhale. Take a breath in. Malasana. Back up to chair. Malasana, chair, malasana, and stay. Plant your palms down onto your mat. Crow pose. So let's come back to where we were. Let's come back to feet on the ground in our malasana. I want you, before you even lift your toes off the mat, to press down into your palms, let your face stay ahead, and then take the balls of your feet towards each other. And then from this space, hug your belly in, almost puff up in the upper back, and then maybe lift one toe off, and then two. Or go back and forth like a rocking chair. Just rock forward, practicing putting your weight, notice the weight shifting forward into your fingertips. Yeah, help with the breath. Press the knees to your upper arms, press them. Chest forward, gaze forward. All right, malasana, y'all, come back down. Nice work. Stay exactly here. Try to put your heels on the mat. You need to take your feet out wider, come to a block.
Another breath in. Lower all the way to your belly. Take it slow. Locust pose. Lift up. And breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Good. Reach. Breathe out. Flex your spine. Lift. Exhale. and an exhale.
Half moon, launch yourself up, use that strength. Standing splits. Lift the heel, breathe in. Pyramid, land gently. Half lift up. Hold. Half lift up. Standing splits, get lighter. Take an inhale. Feet together, hold. Half lift up. Downward facing dog. Start to maybe work that shoulder a little bit underneath the knee, taking your hand out to the side of the right foot. And I like to sometimes take some rocks back and forth. And then use your hand. And then maybe even your foot will get lighter. Who knows? Maybe not.
rolling the left hip down to come onto the outer edge of the left foot. Tight grip on those toes. Lifting up to side plank, the leg extended. If that's not possible for you in side plank, you can take a modification and come down to your back knee. You also don't have to straighten the leg. Pull, gallop the joint knee soft. And seriously, I would rather you take the modification in side plank and try to stretch on the leg than try to be in full side plank. So come down to the knee if you need to. Just keep your fingers around your toes. Just for three more breaths now. Do what's possible. And just one more breath. Release the foot. Come to the tabletop. And then come to pup pose. Shifting your body. Maybe it's shifting into your shoulders or away from your hips. Just feel kind of rushing all through you. Many different directions. Back up to tabletop. And now we're facing dog.
Take your left leg up.
Knee to your nose. Back up.
Step forward.
Right arm up to warrior two. Just lift and open. Five-point star. God's pose. Look out wide of the foot. Don't get low in the hips. And pull the knees back. Take a breath in. Get low. Nice. Breathe. And out. In. Exhale. Y'all got this. One more big breath. Wide leg forward. Hold. Hang and breathe in. And then work.
What your own determination can do.
What your own willpower can shift in either mindset or your body. Okay, y'all come back to lizard. Left piece fingers to left big toes. And then if you already feel like you're going to need to drop down to your knee, or if you want to just try it first.
come up onto your toes, bend your knees,
jump to the last wide jump.
And so,
final.
some semblance of firefly.
But the trick is to push the arms into the knees and the knees right back into the forearms, just like you would in crow. Except the energy is moving forward. Push through the toe mound. Yeah, push through the ball of the foot. Push your toes, push your toes. Good, chest up. Awesome. Strange movements and unfamiliar transitions, and tried to do something maybe you've never even tried to do before. But I would not expect to be able to go downhill skiing the first time I do it. So just like that, you can't expect to come in and try something that's really, really hard for the very first time and it look exactly how you may have been wanting it to, or exactly how the picture would look. And our quest is in the process. Where the learning is, that's where the relationships we build with ourselves, that softness, that gentleness, all of that around our own determination to at least try.
and gently on your chest. Take a big inhale up into those thumbs. Thank you for being here and trying something that may have been foreign or unfamiliar. Maybe you've tried it a few times and you're getting pretty good at it. Everything along that spectrum, from novice, extreme beginner, all the way through mastery.